This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At 5 o'clock, we're going to give you Post Malone tickets. That's right. At 5 p.m., we will do that. Stay tuned for that. But right now, every day at 4 o'clock, we do a little thing called the Beltway Blitz. We'll tell you what's going on in the realm of DSC sports, things that you care about. Let's start on the diamond, please. My name is Spencer Nussbaum, covers the Nationals. That's why he's going to talk about the Nationals with us. Spencer, I know it's your buddy Andrew Golden penned the story, but I've got to ask you. Do you think the team needs a guest lecturer about the Hobbit / Lord of the Rings trilogy? Do you think that'd be something they would want to recruit me for?
Well, you know, you'd have to put in a pretty compelling case. I think that's currently Trevor Williams' role. But yeah, no, it was a good story. And I think if you put together a compelling enough case, they might just listen to you because, you know, some of them, McKenzie, Soroka, they weren't so hot on the book, so you might be able to convince them.
Yeah, it's my dream scenario to have those guys like come to me for information and like ask questions about it, because like I can't help them with anything, so that would be a huge deal for me.
Yeah, if you want to help them with their fastball shape, maybe look elsewhere.
Yeah, cannot help with that.
Spence, good weekend from the young outfielder stepping up, Robert Hassel III and Dalen Lyle. When Dylan Cruz and Jacob Young are back healthy, who is the odd man out, you think, in this Nats outfield?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question, right? I think probably at this point, I would have to think Dalen, just because he just was called up to AAA and then after a couple weeks went up to the majors. Again, it's going to be probably one of either Lyle or Hassel at that point. At the point that both of them come back, it could be tough. I think because Jacob Young hasn't hit all that well this season, yeah. I would be surprised to see him head down to Rochester, but it wouldn't be the most shocking thing in the world. I think just because, again, those other guys have more experience, you would really need Robert Hassel or Dalen Lyle to hit the cover off the ball and really play fantastic ball to stay up here when both of them are back. The thing is, we don't exactly have a timeline on when those two guys are exactly coming back. So it's a problem to not be able to push down the road a little bit.
Yeah, and there's no rush to do that now. But I'm thinking long-term here down the road, Spencer. I think there's two distinct camps when it comes to James Wood. I think camp number one is whatever you have to do to keep him happy, healthy, and thriving in the middle of your order just to put up ridiculous numbers and just be the specimen that he is, You do that, even if it means you might, quote unquote, suffer a bit defensively with him in the outfield, a.k.a. you've got a couple better outfielders on the bench. To me, I'm far more open to the idea of saying, hey, what do you want? And might that include extending your career? Might that include you not having to run wind sprints in the outfield and track things and learning first base, which might be overkill to have an athlete of his caliber there, but long term, you got to do a little bit less, and you could focus on hitting nukes the way you do. Where are we in that kind of conversation? I'm sure they haven't necessarily broached playing first base with him, but it's as you said, it's kind of a good problem to have when you've got a bunch of talented players that just happen to play in the outfield.
Yeah, look, I hear you on that, and I definitely, the idea has been floated around and thought about, at least in the media circles. It's my personal belief that James still has the capability to be a maybe not top 10, but
a good one,
average left fielder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in that sense, I don't really see the value in moving him. Again, he's 22, positional value wise. If you can get that sort of offensive production out of an outfield spot rather than a first base spot, generally I would take that. I think sometimes it looks a little awkward just because of how tall he is and, mm-hmm. Everything in that sense. But frankly, I think he's better than maybe some of the metrics and some of the eye tests let on. And personally, right now, I'd rather see him in left field than Alex Call, although I get they're kind of managing his workload a little bit. But long term, I still see him as an outfielder for the next 6-7 years.
Spencer, there's been some good developments in the bullpen. That group obviously struggled mightily to start the year. The closer of that group, Kyle Finnegan, what is the latest on him and when we can see him toss it again?
Yeah, so David said after the post game, I think it was Sunday, that, we said the day before that Finnegan was 75 to 80%. He said it felt about 5% better throwing the other day. If it were me, I would still expect to see him out a day. But again, we'll find out more in a couple hours. I don't view it as a long-term thing. Again, imaging came back negative. So I really just think it is maybe surviving one or two more days with someone else in the ninth.
Spencer, thank you. Thanks, buddy. Talk soon.
Yep, take care.
There he goes. That is Spencer Nussbaum. Hit that NFL sounder, please. Our pal Nate Davis, USA Today, joins us to talk about the NFL. Nate, anything over the weekend catch your eye sort of news-wise, or are we now kind of in that dead, slow, doldrum period where we're just making lists about stuff?
Yeah, I wonder what you're going to ask me about, Danny. If maybe we would talk about AJ Cole's contract or something. I mean, we're looking for stuff to talk about, or we're not. But yeah, there's not a whole lot to, I think most things going on right now are, making a big deal out of nothing. The other thing, obviously, is just, Aaron Rodgers, and then when and if he's gonna show up there in Pittsburgh as they continue on with OTAs without him.
Yeah, what do you think about that? How does that resolve itself? To me, it's just one of those, if you kiss the ring long enough or bend the knee long enough, eventually he posts, and whatever you're gonna get, you get.
I mean, they need a quarterback. He apparently wants to play, but needs a team. I think I told you guys before, I can't really figure out why it's really that good for either one of them. I mean, the Steelers are going to win another 9 or 10 games with them and be out in the playoffs in one round and looking to draft somebody like Kenny Pickett or Paxton Lynch or that kind of person a year from now. So I think they ought to pivot, go a different direction, either be good or bad, but kind of end the cycle. And, he was with the team the last 2 years where he knew the coordinator quite well in the system and many of the players. And now he's going into a place where, he's thrown against air with DK Metcalf, but what else? So I don't know. I just can't really figure out how it makes sense at this point.
Nate, there are a bunch of veteran bridge options in the NFL this year, slated to be starters: Justin Fields, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson, to name a few. Of those veteran bridges, who do you think's got the best chance to be a multi-year starter for one of these groups?
I think Sam Darnold and Justin Fields both have opportunities here. Haven't been in ideal situations in the past. Paying back to Steelers, I never could figure out last year why they pivoted away from Fields, as decently as he was playing at the start of the season, and given that he actually gave them the prospect, at least, of a long-term future there as a starting quarterback, which Russell Wilson certainly did not. And that's how that played out. So We'll see if the Jets can build around him and if he can harness his abilities. But I think he's interesting, and certainly, we got the Jets tying with Sam Darnold too, and he had about as good of a situation last year, obviously, as you could ask for. We'll see how it manifests in Seattle, but they've got a decent situation there as well. But they're both guys that stand to make a lot of money if they can kind of continue some of the momentum they built last year. But they're both guys that have contracts which basically have escape hatches built in, and it'll be interesting to see how long their teams stick with them if they either revert or they're just kind of average at best.
Nate, no Kirk Cousins at OTAs today. Raheem Morris said he did not see him because he wasn't in the building. How does that situation resolve itself? There's a huge salary cap hit. They would like somebody to assume control or at least some of that money. I'd like to be able to eat carbs and still lose weight. I don't know which one happens first.
I mean, yeah, I think you said it. I think that multiple things have to happen there because the Falcons aren't going to pay just to give him away for not that much, and but certainly Kirk Cousins wants an opportunity to play somewhere, and really where is that flashing opportunity aside from Pittsburgh, who can sign a veteran quarterback rather than have to trade for one. So right now it seems like it's one of those wait and see. Does somebody need a quarterback out of desperation in August, and does that get him moved? But right now it kind of seems like the Falcons are content to have this expensive backup quarterback that they've already paid for as an insurance policy for a guy who's, I don't want to call Michael Penix a wild card, but I think he's got two NFL starts right now. If it doesn't go well at the start of the season, you can go back to Kirk Cousins at least temporarily, see if he's more of the Kirk Cousins that we saw pre-Achilles and go from there. But barring an injury or barring the Rodgers thing falling through in Pittsburgh, I think they're kind of stuck with each other for right now.
Nate, have a great week, buddy. I always appreciate you.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you, fellas.
We'll see you, my friend. Hit that local 53 sounder.
The Rooster Man, Chris Russell, in studio with us. You can check him out weekdays 1-4 over on the Team 980. Voluntary OTAs kick off tomorrow for the Washington Commanders. What's at the top of mind for you in terms of what you'll be paying attention for?
Well, obviously, big picture, is Terry McLaurin going to be there? I'm not worried about it at all. He missed all of that stuff 3 years ago before getting his contract extension in early July. I think something similar will work out this way. I guess I would be most interested on the offense and looking how the rebuilt offensive line looks, seeing how they deploy everything. I would presume Brandon Coleman's going to play what? Right guard? Right?
Who knows? That's the
With Sam Cosmi out, we know Sam won't be there. Connerly, I assume, will be the right tackle, and obviously Laramie Tunsil at left tackle to see what you have. But maybe they'll do something different. We don't know. And then I'm interested in seeing how the new look secondary or the newish look secondary looks. And of course, figuring out whether Marshawn Lattimore can ever stay on the field again. That's number one. Number two, whether they use Mikey Sander still inside, outside, and obviously Josh Jones. On top of that, the second round pick, Amos, that they got from three different schools, right? He went to Ole Miss, Alabama, and somewhere else, which I guess we have to get used to just kind of describing it as that. So there's certainly a lot to look at.
Russell, I found this fascinating. 3013 put this together. I like these kinds of deep dives. So they took receivers and gave you the league leaders in route type. Mm-hmm. Follow me on that. So the leading receiver on in routes, Amon-Ra St. Brown at 325 yards on in routes, led the NFL. Out routes, Jamar Chase, 357 yards. The post, Tyreek Hill, 308 yards. You see kind of the way this is, right? So, for example, actually something else I thought was fascinating. Kyle Pitts led the NFL in corner route yards. Hmm. Not really part of the repertoire, it seems like. People aren't really throwing corner routes, only 138 yards in the season. Well, guess who led the NFL on the go ball?
Terry McLaurin. Yeah.
So just real quick, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. A, just your reaction to that. Yeah. And B, I don't think of him that way. Is that a product of maybe teams don't think of him that way too? Or is it a, we need to do that more. There needs to be more downfield with him.
I think all of that is partially true. But the one thing that I would say, the thing that stood out to me about Terry's game last year, and I think you guys will agree with this, right? You just cited he led the NFL in go route balls, right? that's far from Terry's only thing.
Right.
He was so good in the red zone last year, which he has not been, quite honestly, regardless of quarterback, regardless of offensive coordinator. I talked to him midway through the year after the Giants road game, where he torched Deontay Banks a couple of times on quick little shifty in-cut moves in the red zone, like inside the five-yard line. And I asked him, I said, you know, what did you work on this to make this way? And he said, I identified that I was not good enough inside the red zone and getting off the line of scrimmage and getting off of press coverage. And to me, that's the thing that stood out to Terry about me to Terry last year. The touchdown at the end of the Dallas regular season game on a back shoulder fade where he goes up and he gets it, right? So many different types of catches, types of routes, types of plays. Terry is not a one-trick pony, but if they can really uncork the go ball, if they can really uncook the big strike part of this offense, then I think everybody's going to pay and shift focus even more to Terry, and that's going to open up things for Zach Ertz, Deebo Samuel, Luke McCaffrey, and so on and so forth.
So last year's, the 2024 draft class for this team was kind of underwhelming. Johnny Newton, one of their best picks in the class, got off to a slow start because of the injury. Is there a wild card in that bunch that you think will have a bigger impact this year than maybe fans are anticipating?
I'm thinking it's Jordan McGee, but he's got to stay on the field.
Yeah.
He's got to stay on the field. He was hurt too much. He was hurt at the beginning of last year, hurt at the end of last year, just when you thought he was starting to make a little contribution, right? Which game did he start? Was it
He started the Tampa game. He started the Atlanta game.
Right. So. But in the postseason, it was the Tampa game, and then he got hurt, right? So you got to stay on the field. We don't start with that, right? But especially when you consider the fact that they may have to use Frankie Louvu even more as an edge stand-up guy. They may not have the same luck, fortune, whatever, with Bobby Wagner this year at 34 and change, whatever he is, where he's going to play 1,000 snaps, right? So they may need a lot more from Jordan McGee. I think that's the guy over Dominique Hampton, over even your guy, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and I know you love him, and for good reason. Maybe even over Luke McCaffrey, that guy, if he can shine in whatever role and whatever and especially if Wagner gets hurt, that's a huge thing.
I want to go back to Lattimore.
Yeah.
I think this is I hate to overstate it. Crossroads, fork in the road, whatever you want to call it.
I agree with you.
For this defense. And I don't want to say one of the big turning points for the team this year is who is that guy?
Mm-hmm.
I have very little confidence. They seem pretty comfortable. Now, I know they went and got Jonathan Jones, and they drafted Amos in round number two, so it's not as if they didn't address the position at all. But now if you feel like Sanders still can just get kicked back inside, but he also had success as a boundary corner. You don't just give that up. I guess my point is, if Lattimore is what they think, I would have gotten out of the deal. What did you say? You know what? We tried. I get why we tried. It's a big price tag to pay, but I'll save myself $20 million and I'll go get one of the stars with my new cap space. I would have gotten Carlton Davis or one of the other guys. I would have gone in after a pass rusher. Something. They didn't. It's Lattimore. He's making a lot of money. I guess generally your thoughts and how confident are you that he's the guy they think he is, or is it closer to what I think?
All right, so here's the way I look at it. I thought he played fairly well in the Detroit playoff game, and I thought he played well against an anemic offense against New Orleans. At times, he played okay, against A.J. Brown in the two Philadelphia games. The biggest issue I have is, can he stay on the field? Yeah. He has not proven an ability over the last several years to stay on the field. Couple that with, if he can't stay 100% or close to 100%, if you don't get the pass rush that they apparently think they have, that we all think is mediocre or above average, right? That vicious combination could lead, even if Marshawn Lattimore is healthy, could lead to a benching at some point this year, even if he's healthy. It's more likely that it comes because of injury than performance. I think they were right for staying with it and giving it another shot, but I think very much so this is probably the deciding year, because they have him under contract for two more years, right? And certainly not an extension, but this might be the year that they say, all right, we're out of this, dog, after 1 year and change.
Always appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, Chris.
That is how we Beltway Blitz. It's how we do it, and we do it every day. Ken Rosenthal, tell you how he does it. He dips his pen in blood and writes things about the Washington Nationals. A scathing column taking this organization to task. We will break it down for you and ask you. We'll do a sports radio topic. Is it fair or foul? Is that column fair or foul? Because it's used in baseball terms. We'll go through it a little bit next. I'm telling you, put a helmet on if you're a little bit concerned. I mean, you might catch some strays here if you're a Nats fan. It's unkind, and we'll break it all down for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Be next. Coming up at 5, two things are going to happen. Number one, you're going to have a chance to win Post Malone tickets. That's at 5. The second thing that's going to happen is we got to talk about the second part of this Washington Post article, basically polling the people, Linnell, where Nikki Javala and friends wrote a great story about kind of what's catching on, what's happening. The fan base is reignited, it's growing, talking about the local football team. And they've got some data to back it up. So not only the sentiment about the team, but the name.
Your favorite topic.
My favorite.
I'm happy.
But there are some data points. So that's at 5 o'clock again. Post Malone tickets then, plus the game. Welcome back. That's Linnell. I'm Danny. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Linnell is in for GP. So we got to go through this. Yeah. And here's what happens here, Linnell, typically, if I may. Article gets written. in our society.
Yeah.
Link gets tweeted out. There's a lead or there's a story. Now, what is a lead? What is a headline? It is something that is trying to get you to read the story.
Yes.
Okay? So what often happens is the lead or the headline says something. People don't read the story and they respond to that.
Yes.
Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports now? Ken Rosenthal is? I actually should probably know that before I start talking out of my tuchus. Ken Rosenthal wrote a really good... Wrote a piece. It's a good story, and it's worth reading. It's not very kind to the Nationals.
No.
Okay? The headline is, Rosenthal, Nationals remain among MLB's bottom feeders despite lengthy rebuild. So what people do is they see that, and they go, they respond to that. Bottom feeders? What are you talking about? They're not in last place. They're a game and a half behind the Braves. This year, that's correct.
Yeah.
Over the time period that Rosenthal talks about in the first paragraph, they have the third most losses in baseball since they won the World Series. They're ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates by a single loss at the time of publication. Mm. And the Rockies by 14. The Rockies have been a 4A team. They have been a disaster. Washington wasn't in a rebuild the entire time. And even as they are, it has not gone as well as it could in terms of some of the results. Now, I'm here to tell you there are positive elements. That's obvious. You go to the ballpark, you see Mackenzie Gore leads the league in strikeouts. You watch James Wood. You watch C.J. Abrams. It's not as if nothing is happening. They're not moribund. They're not a disaster. But over the big picture, the whole point here is they're among the dregs. They're among the bottom feeders. And this rebuild is kind of in the middle of taking forever. Here is the point of this column. This is from the column. Since winning the World Series, the Nationals rank third in the majors in losses, one behind the Pirates, 14 behind the Rockies. At 24-29 this season, they're on pace to avoid their fifth straight 90-loss campaign. Barely. Ownership's lack of investment is partly to blame. The Nationals opened with a top 10 payroll 7 out of 8 seasons between 14 and 21, but in the past 3 years have averaged in the bottom 10. A perhaps even bigger problem is the team's failure in player development, as well as amateur and international scouting, going back more than a decade. Failures that President of Baseball Operations Mike Rizzo's spectacular return for Juan Soto at the 2022 trade deadline can mask only so much. And it goes on from there to provide all the examples. Here is the thing, in my view. This is when you walk around thinking that you look good, someone tells you you don't, you can do two things. You can look in the mirror, or you can get mad about it.
Yeah.
Lino, I'll turn it over to you.
He hits a lot of the stuff on the head. I keep making excuses for this ownership group, and I'm phrasing it that way because when I talk to folks like yourself, Grant, Chris Russell, they tell me, come on, guy. You can only give them... so much rope. You know what I continue to go back to since we want to talk about, you know, post-World Series. I still think it's incredible. They didn't get to capitalize financially off of what every pro sports team gets to do win. It's not about the year that you win. It's about the years after getting that gate revenue and people being more invested in your product. Like for the Commanders, they go to the NFC Championship game and now everyone's walking around wearing the logo. Everyone's back invested. The Nats missed out on that chance from a popularity standpoint here locally and then a financial standpoint. And the financial standpoint is what I really want to harp on here. Do they lose Juan Soto if COVID doesn't happen?
Yes.
You think regardless that was a done?
Nobody was signing him for $750 million before he was a free agent. He was going to free agency no matter what.
Period. Yep. Okay. So there's that. Can I say it's up for debate? Maybe, but I'll take your word on that. The bottom line, though, and I love the way that you put it, the first couple of comments under this Rosenthal heater are diehard Nats fans that can see no wrong from the team, from the ownership group. What I wonder, since we're talking player development and things of that nature, it feels like whenever we talk Nats and we're being negative about the group, the learners are at the forefront of the conversation. Where does Mike Rizzo land in all of this, right? Because Mike Rizzo is good for, like we all say, a couple of things, right? We know at the deadline he's going to swindle you in a trade. We know when you do have money to spend, he's enough of a wordsmith and got enough charisma and character to go convince a Max Scherzer to come here to DC. So where does he fall in this, though? Like, because it feels like all the anger, especially in this piece, is pointed toward the ownership group.
So that, well, here's the next part.
Okay.
Good teams both spend and develop. The Nationals do neither. So while the Nats hold the number one pick in this year's draft, selecting in the same spot where they landed Steven Strasburg in 09 and Bryce Harper in 2010, the end of the rebuild is not necessarily in sight. So we talked about this while they were good and even while they kind of kickstarted this rebuild. This organization did a lot of stuff well, and they did. Okay? Draft and develop over this period was not one of them.
Yeah.
There's a reason that they're not the Dodgers, right? During a period, they were. They were right there with some of the teams that spend one or two or right at the top of payroll. But you go back to post-Anthony Rendon in 2011. Alex Meyer, Brian Goodwin, Lucas Giolito, Eric Fetty, Carter Kieboom, Dane Dunning, Seth Romero, Mason Denenberg, Jackson Rutledge, Cade Cavalli. Not until Brady House, who's on his way. And Elijah Green just got sent back down to rookie ball, by the way, the 2022 first-round pick. Tough. So San Diego's version of Elijah Green, James Wood, big athletic guy, raw tools, is a superstar in the making.
Yeah.
The Nationals' version, Elijah Green, is down to rookie ball because he wasn't hitting his weight, I think, at low A. So the drafting and developing wasn't there. You have to go back to Steven Strasburg, the last time they drafted a pitcher that they developed in-house an organization that consistently performed at a medium to even high level for them. Eric Fetty's the next closest, who it took him leaving and going to Japan and then now kind of breaking out again with a couple other teams. Yeah. This is not what they do well. It's just not. And that's on the people in charge of that. That's whether that's Rizzo, whether that was Johnny DiPuglia for years, whether that's scouting director, this international guy, et cetera. They've got a myriad of failures in that regard. And some of that is batting average, to borrow from the sport. Some of it you're going to miss. Every organization has misses. Anytime you're drafting and developing and evaluating, that swing and a miss based on a conviction or otherwise happens all the time. What else happens all the time is you find the gem.
Yeah.
I always point to, for the Atlanta Braves, where is my Spencer Strider? Where is my guy that nobody thought was going to be a star that turns into a Cy Young candidate? Where's the guy that's the fifth or sixth round pick that's not just up here for an hour, playing decent center field in Jacob Young?
Right.
Where's my guy that turns into the stud that nobody saw coming? Everybody gets that. The Nats haven't for some time. So the answer is yes. Mike Rizzo has brought us a lot of good. Him and his regime have been, on the whole, still very, very, very positive for this organization. Taking us out of the post-Jim Bowden, Smiley Gonzalez era, thrusting them into relevance, filling in the gaps, finding some stars, building around them, supplementing with good pieces, everything from clubhouse guys to marquee signings. That means it was perfect. I mean, they signed Rafael Soriano to be the closer. Probably a mistake. They traded for Jonathan Papelbon. Probably a mistake. I'm not ripping him for those things. That happens. That's balls and strikes. But you look at the totality of basically a decade where they were awesome.
Yeah.
You can't fault that. Now you've got the worst of both. Again, according to this piece from Rosenthal, you've got the bare bones, unacceptable level of disinterest, lack of spending from the ownership group. And you've got an organization that's still 15 years behind in terms of developing some of their own guys. They've gotten better in that regard. And I getting to know some of those guys over there, talking about the player development side and guys in charge of scouting. And I know these people personally. These are good folks who are grinding at it. Okay. Whether their hands are tied, we'll never know. I don't know exactly how it works.
Right.
But I do know this. They're getting better. That's still not good enough. Getting better isn't good enough. Are you as good as name that team? And the answer is probably not at this stage.
And it feels like it's a problem where ownership is not willing to spend and is so hands-off that maybe, like, and this is not to try to axe any of the people that you're friends with over there, but, like, maybe you need some new scouts and player development people, but is the organization willing to pay for better new people? Like, it's very complicated. The Mike Rizzo angle in this is what's interesting to me, because I feel like the more and more I think about it, anybody can go spend money. But can you be boots on the ground, develop the talent, go watch the guys throw, go watch the batting practice sessions and determine that that guy's elite? The question for the fans too, Danny, may be like, do you have confidence that this will change? And if so, why? Because realistically speaking, you take the Juan Soto deal out of this thing, this roster's bare bones.
Well, that's the key part. Who are their best players right now in terms of WAR? James Wood, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore. Again, that's in terms of added war to this roster, right? All via that trade that you just referenced. Those guys are probably their chance at three All-Stars. Jake Irvin is the only guy that's truly, honest to goodness, homegrown, who has come up and has exceeded expectations and has been pretty good. I like Jake Irvin. I'm not sitting here ripping Jake Irvin. Jake Irvin ain't Spencer Strider. And I know that's not a fair standard to blame a guy for not being another guy. My point is he's a helpful major leaguer. I got nothing against him.
Yeah.
But that's the best it's been.
Even if you hit more of those, though, Danny, you're a way better organization.
Exactly.
Jake Irvin's what, a double? A triple, like, you know what I'm saying?
You've said it very well.
So
you need six Jake Irvins.
Yeah.
And instead of giving at bats to, God bless him, he's an awesome dude, but instead of giving 600 at bats this year to Josh Bell, I need my offensive Jake Irvin.
Yeah.
I need that guy to come up through the organization. That hasn't happened here since Anthony Rendon, a guy they drafted in the first round that showed up and blossomed. And that, again, this is what's been missing.
Yeah.
So the answer to all of it is yes. And Rosenthal spares nobody here. Everybody catches it from him. Also kind of points at, and this is where we get back into the ownership part of it, the dire straits that they're in terms of this ownership group. The only person they've extended and given a contract to is Steven Strasburg, basically. They found K-Bear Ruiz.
Yeah.
They got him on a, frankly, bamboozled him to a degree. Found him on the ultimate team-friendly deal. He subsequently fired his agent afterwards, and Rosenthal points that out, and he's pretty much statistically one of the worst catchers in baseball. Both defensively, got off to a nice start offensively, but has since cooled. And he paints a picture here, Rosenthal does, where it's borderline hopeless of re-signing some of these guys. So to your point of, is it going to change? Not here, according to Ken Rosenthal.
Now, is that because of the old Boris tax? Is that why some of these guys won't get re-signed? We know, I think Abrams is with Roc Nation, so he's the only guy from him, Wood, and Gore that aren't, you know, Boris dudes. It's tough because if you're a Nats fan out there and you feel like that there's no hope for this, I feel for you. There are a lot of passionate baseball people out there. And this is tough when, and this is the thing about all bad organizations in pro sports, Danny, they all have one thing in common, bad ownership. So
even if this from the story, even if the Nationals are hell-bent on retaining Abrams, their track record of extending core players is not good. Strasburg twice was an exception, signing an extension, then re-signing as a free agent. Harper and third baseman Anthony Rendon left, although in Rendon's case it proved to be a blessing. Soto and shortstop Trey Turner were traded. Soto, after the Nationals offered him 15 years, $440 million, that fell short of his price in free agency by $325 million. Among current Nationals, the only player signed beyond next season is catcher K-Bear Ruiz, whom Rizzo acquired from the Dodgers at the 2021 deadline as part of the return for Trey Turner and pitcher Max Scherzer. That deal, along with the trade of Kyle Schwarber and others, marked the start of the Nationals' rebuild. Ruiz, in the third year of an eight-year, $50 million deal, was one of the worst catchers in the game in 23 and 24. Opened the current season on the hot streak, but has since regressed. According to the Statcast, he continues to rate poorly as a blocker and a framer, and is only average as a thrower. So, and he also paints the picture here of Gore, Abrams, and others basically walking as soon as they get a chance. Not much in the farm system, ranked 17th out of 30. It's a bleak picture. 800-636-1067. Rosenthal took this org to task. Everybody pretty much caught some. Is it fair? Is it a fair assessment right now? While the team is playing well, they've won 7 of 10, they're scrappy, there's a lot going well with a lot of this young core. It paints a pretty bleak picture here on the back end of that, though. 800-636-1067. Is it all right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino now directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&C supply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ken Rosenthal's scathing column on the Washington Nationals. Basically, nobody's safe on this one. Ownership, they've got their share of issues, right? They are not spending. They have not done the required things to build a competitive baseball team. But it also talks about the player development, scouting side. Nobody's done a good enough job here. And I think that's kind of the point of this. And so the question at 800-636-1067, while they're playing well, 7 of 10, we're talking about a much bigger picture. This is seven years worth of data, Linnell. Is that a fair assessment? Let's go to Tim in Huntington. Tim, good afternoon. You're on the Fan.
What's up, Tim?
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. I just want to say I give Rizzo credit for the Soto trade and so forth and so on. My issue has been with the same say budget for relief pitchers. The relief pitching core has not been good, and this team could have really won many more games if we had some shutdown pitchers in the relief corps. I think that is on Rizzo for picking the relief pitchers. And I will say that I don't see a lot of hope as long as the Lerners continue to own the team. It just is a situation where I'm afraid that the young players we have right now from the Soto trade and so forth may not get re-signed down the road, even though we're playing better.
Extremely likely, Tim. Again, sorry to cut you off. We're up against it. According to Rosenthal, that's kind of the picture that he paints. I will say this, and I'm not ripping the call. I think your observation is correct. That's small potatoes. What I mean is, if they'd spent on relief pitching, they'd be better right now. Okay. what, three games better?
Right.
They win three games that they lost, maybe four. You're still barely a 500 team and probably not on pace to have, you're not on pace for a 90-loss season again. That's better. I'm not accusing you of being wrong. I think you're correct. But that's not really what we're looking for here 7 years after they were good last. Patrick and Orange, Ken Rosenthal went to task on the Nats. Fair assessment.
I think I'm on your side. You know, just because someone's words are harsh doesn't necessarily mean that they're not true. You know, and if this ownership group and the entire organization, if they don't take it seriously and really take a hard look at themselves, they can't reasonably expect to improve. I mean, when you look at Washington, they actually took all these criticisms and worked very hard at improving the organization, and the Nats just have it.
Patrick, thank you, buddy. Let's go to Chris in Ashburn. Chris, Ken Rosenthal, pretty harsh column here on the state of the Nationals. Fair or foul?
100% fair. 2 points, if I could.
Please.
I'm going to quote Bill Parcells, "You are what your record says you are." And number two, I think Rizzo gets a pass on occasion. The one guy they gave an extension is Ruiz, and by any measure, I don't think he's measured up to the money and the time that they're paying him for.
So for that one, and I appreciate you, buddy. Again, we're up against it. It's good calls. That's still a bargain, and they were hoping that's the type of thing that I would do.
Yeah.
So if you could sign up a young player who's a major league caliber player to a cheap long term deal, you just do that.
It
hasn't worked great, but you're starting catcher for a few million bucks a year, you do that.
Yeah.
And you know, if he grows into league average, it's the bargain of all bargains in the history of mankind. So I don't fault them for that one. The only person probably at fault there was Ruiz's agent that said sign that. It's a terrible deal, but I understand maybe different situations, guys need money ASAP. But it's a good convo, and it's one of those harsh things because right now, just looking at games or a week or 2 weeks plus, hey, nice series against the Orioles, and they won 7-10. I'm having
fun. They're bright spots.
Yeah, I like watching C.J. Abrams boss him into an all-star. I'm having a great time with James Wood. I want more Dylan Cruz. I want him to get back from his oblique, etc. But big picture, that's masked a lot of what's going wrong here in the organization. I think it's always kind of not a good reminder. It's not fun, but to maybe face kind of the monster hanging out around the corner. 5 minutes from now, Post Malone tickets right here on The Fan. Plus, we got to get into part two of that conversation about the local football team and the popularity on the opposite end of the spectrum, kind of what we're just talking about, the popularity growing. We'll explain that next. Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe.
Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.